Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Oh, hello, Milwaukee.
Hey, Milwaukee.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, Joe Biden in the 414, Dom in the 608, Hump Day Edition. How you doing,
fam? I am awesome. Happy Hump Day to you. Nate back on the board. Welcome back, my friend. Glad you are feeling better. And of course, our fair audience, we wouldn't be here without you. Thank you for tuning in.
Rocking it in the Solidarity Realty, WMDX 92.7 FM studios. Joe Biden in the great state of Wisconsin in the MKE, Dom. And he was just in the MKE in August of this year.
It's almost like, you know, Wisconsin and perhaps Milwaukee County, very important to this president.
Yes. Yeah. And my understanding, the vice president coming here third week of January, Kamala Harris, in a reproductive freedom tour. It's going to stop off in Wisconsin. But Joe Biden today, Dom, a couple of my takeaways. MSNBC didn't play it.
It looked like they were going to.
They played the podium. They had the podium, the awaiting podium. You can always tell, you know, big speech coming, and the podium's been featured prominently. And then they're doing a panel, and no Biden. They must have blown through a couple commercial breaks, and the next thing you know, like 15 minutes of commercials, and it was a relatively short Biden speech.
Yeah.
And it wasn't on MSNBC, as near as I can tell. None of it.
Now, Kroot, you and I have done our fair share of remote broadcasts.
Presidential level.
Others. Sometimes things don't work out. Maybe they had some technical difficulties, because it certainly looked like to me, because I was like, oh, okay, got it on MSNBC. I'll just watch CJO. Of course, it's on the Civic Media Network. Ended up having to tune in there to check it out.
Me too. I found it on the Civic Media Network. Really enjoyed the coverage. Terry Bell and our buddy Earl Ingram from the Earl Ingram Show. I did invite Earl on this fine program, but I gave him like 5 minutes notice. And he was at Joe Biden today, so he might have other plans. We'll find out. But he was there, and Civic Media brought you live coverage from inside the room today in Milwaukee. I believe it was at the Black Chamber of Commerce. That was the venue. And Dom, for those that were working hard today, or hardly working in some of our cases, here is the sound as Nate put it together for you, our fair audience. Let's play some of the Joe Biden in the 414. Let's get her started up in here. Nate, Trump. Now, this part actually happened on the tarmac. The governor and his wife, Chevy Johnson, I believe the county executive.
David Crowley.
They were all there to meet the president at Mitchell Field when Air Force One flew in. As were the pool press. And they were calling out questions. And the very first newsworthy statement made by Joe Biden, he started answering the questions. And he approached the rope line. And before Joe had even spoken in Milwaukee, he had spoken on the tarmac. I guess that's technically Milwaukee. And here is what he had to say. This is in regards to the removal of Donald Trump from the Colorado, I guess right now it's the primary ballot.
Correct.
So they asked Joe Biden, and Joe took the bait. Is your opponent an insurrectionist?
Is Trump an insurrectionist, sir?
Well, I think it's self-evident. You saw it all. Now, whether the 14th Amendment applies, I'll let the court make that decision. But he certainly supported an insurrection. And no question about it. None. Zero. And, he seems to be doubling down on about everything. Anyway,
on to a speech in Milwaukee.
Self-evident. Yeah, it looked pretty self-evident to me as well.
That might have been the most newsworthy thing stated by President Joe Biden today in Milwaukee, but that was before he even got to the speechifying. That's what he said on the tarmac, and we'll get to that topic, Dom. Should he or shouldn't he, talking about Trump, be on the ballot, be it Colorado or other states? Because if it's successful in Colorado, you know other states are going to try. And I was even tuned into the Righty Whitey Talk Radio today, Dom, so our audience didn't have to. And I heard on the Clay and the Buck, the Texas Attorney General, guy under his own federal indictment, so you know he knows how that feels. Yeah. And a guy who was impeached by his own party in the state of Texas, so he knows how that feels. But he was on the Clay and the Buck threatening to remove Joe Biden from the Texas ballot.
Under what clause?
I think it was immigration. But effectively, they're saying if there's no due process, if you can just arbitrarily, through the courts, I guess, there was a process in Colorado. But
there was a process.
You know, yes. If you can just remove our guy from the ballot, then we're just going to set an arbitrary thing and remove your guy from the ballot. And if we have the votes, theoretically, we could do that. I think yesterday, and we'll come back to this, because we got Biden in Wisconsin today, and I've been eagerly anticipating that moment, Dom. But I think yesterday, sort of artificially, was the day that Donald Trump won the nomination for the Republican presidency.
And why do you say that?
Because even his opponents, those that are left, the Ramaswamis, the Chris Christies, the Nikki Haley's, the DeSantis, that have every rationale and reason to say, hey, you know, if he's not qualified for the ballot, who am I to say? But they're all defending the man. Even your boy Chris Christie, Ma the Meatloaf, the Trump fed him at Mar-a-Lago. He's still eating his meatloaf, Dom. They all did. They all supported the guy they're trying to beat. And they all said he should be on the ballot. So we'll come back.
We'll debate that later, perhaps. I have much to say on that topic, but you're going to have to wait until the 5 o'clock happy hour.
Well, our pal Earl was at the Biden event. I was not. You were not. Because we were here in the 608. We're doing a show in Madison. So we'll just bring you some of the highlights. Joe Biden on the stump, talking about Bidenomics. Cut number two, please.
We're doing it by building an economy from the middle out and the bottom up, not the top down. Not a whole lot trickle down on my dad's kitchen table with the top down economy. But when you're middle from the build, when you increase the middle class, the poor have a shot and the wealthy still do very well. The middle class does well and we all do well. That's what we call Bidenomics.
You know, Tony Evers preceded the president to the stage. And I think they did it that way just to make Joe look a little more dynamic. More from Joe Biden. Trickle down supercharged, cut three.
Trickle down economics. Economics that supercharged was supercharged by my predecessor, the guy who thinks we're polluting the blood of Americans these days.
Nice little dig there. Trickle down economics, does it work?
No. Bueller?
No, it does not work. Not for everybody who's not wealthy.
More from Joe Biden in Milwaukee. Grace in the 414 today. And Rojo. Rojo was mentioned. Are we up to Rojo? Let's see if we are. Cut number four, please.
Through the historic bipartisan infrastructure law, my administration is investing $15 billion. To replace every lead pipe in every community in this country. And our goal is to do that. I want to thank Kamala. I want to thank Kamala for leading this effort. But, you know, your United States Senator Ron Johnson voted against this law. Well, I'll tell you what. With your help, the great governor and congresswoman in the state, they already received $130 million to do this work so far.
And they don't need oversight, not even from Robin Voss. Federal dollars directed to the governor. So anyways, that's a little inside baseball. Gotcha from Joe Biden on the stump. Also took a little swing at Rojo on Social Security, or Ponzi scheme, as Ron Johnson would call it. Cut number five, please.
And now they're trying to cut Medicare, trying to cut Medicaid and Social Security. Your own Senator Johnson calls Social Security a, quote, Ponzi scheme. Are you kidding me?
Ron cannot afford to pay both Social Security and also
the three jets.
Get a tax break on three privately owned jets through a trust corporation.
I mean, something has to give at some
something.
Point. Yes, something.
Someone's taxes or benefits have to give. Not Ron's, though, right?
Not Ron. Ron's not worried about eating cat food when he's 78 years old. You know what I mean? Ron will be all right.
I hope he will. More from Biden on the former cut number six.
These attacks hurt all Americans because investing in black economic prosperity lifts everybody up. You know, we always believe diversity is our strength as a nation. I don't believe, as the former president said again yesterday, that immigrants are polluting our blood. The economy and our nation are stronger when we're tapping into the full range of talents in this nation.
Yeah, no kidding.
As a guy who does mass media, talks on the radio, tries to clearly communicate some sort of a message each and every day here, Dom.
Yeah.
This is our best and brightest.
What? Who?
Joe?
He's the best and brightest for what we got right now, man. You know? Don't compare him to the Almighty. Compare him to the alternative.
Well, you make an excellent point there. We'll compare him with the alternative in just a minute. Because yeah. Donald Trump was speechified in Iowa. You know, the caucuses coming up in just a couple of weeks, Dom. I'll be there. First in Des Moines for the last GOP debate. And then Monday night, Dubuque, Iowa. The caucuses. It'll be our third cycle in Iowa, Dom.
Wow.
First time we ever went to a Republican caucus. I wonder if Trump will be on the ballot. If it's a caucus, they don't really have a ballot, so he's probably safe in Iowa. You know, he's...
Apparently Colorado may go to a caucus if Trump is removed from the ballot.
Do you know that the people of Iowa, the caucus goers, 42% of them say the poisoning the blood talk from Donald Trump makes him a more appealing candidate. That's
why?
New polling out today.
I don't get it. What about those kinds of comments make people want to vote for a guy like Donald Trump?
Well, we'll compare and contrast devil's advocates. The good one, me.
Me.
And Dom.
What?
God would want us to go to Milwaukee.
All aboard!
The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
We compare and contrast on this show. I'm the good one, and then you're Dom.
You know that's so not the case.
Well, we heard Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And I'm not exactly going to call him a dynamic speaker, but at least I think he's got a good heart, empathy. I think he has many of the human qualities that I would want in a leader.
Yes. I didn't hear any of that. I didn't listen to that speech today. I didn't hear anything about vermin or poisoning the blood. I mean, he did reference poisoning the blood because Trump brought it up. He was mocking Trump in that regard. Didn't hear anything about grabbing women by the, You know, I didn't hear any of those things. You know, the greatest hits of Donald Trump did not come out of Joe Biden.
Not even Tiny Dancer? No. Well, we do have a contrast. We do have Donald Trump, and Trump's been on the stump, Dom, because, as you know, he is the front runner for the Republicans. I think, effectively, this newest action in Colorado has so galvanized the troops around Trump. He's unofficially won the nomination before they ever caucus in Iowa. Now, the fact that he's up 50, and I don't mean he's at 50, but Trump's at 62 and DeSantis is at 12.
Terrible.
And Haley is behind DeSantis very slightly. I mean, he's up 50 on the two also-rans because nobody's going to beat Trump. You know, you can claim you got the silver medal. But if you're 50 points behind, that's you know, close only in hand grenades, sort of a second. You know, you're not going to pivot and bounce off that second place finish. I don't care if it's DeSantis or Haley. Although I would really like to make Ron DeSantis cry.
I know you would. But someone's still going to be there. We still have a long way to go before the actual presidential election. You know, Trump's got 3 weeks, lots of cases before the court. He's just been
22.
Thrown off the Colorado ballot. And that'll obviously, we'll get to it, maybe perhaps more of the detail, go to the Supreme Court, and we'll see how that pans out. There's different opinions about how this all will flush out. He still has this other, you know ultimate immunity, absolute immunity thing going before,
that
of course,
won't stand
the Supreme
up,
Court.
To my opinion. Okay. That's stupidity.
So my point being, who knows what's going to happen? Who knows what's going to be on the ballot? Who knows how it's going to flush out at a contested convention with a perhaps convicted felon? At this point, you just stick around because the show's not over.
Get your popcorn.
Even if you're one of the others. So what if you're down 50 points? If the guy in front of you is going to end up in a jumpsuit, you know, and all of a sudden it's close. It is.
I'm not clear that it is. I'm not clear that that will change the will of the Republican base voter. I mean, he could be in Supermax. They're still, they'd vote for him in, what's that, the suit that they had the guy in Silence of the Lambs? You know, in that suit, they would vote for their man.
We'll see.
We'll see. Well, let's compare and contrast.
Yeah, we heard some Joe Biden, you know.
We heard Joe.
Yeah, he's Joe's Joe.
Joe is Joe at this point. And the other guy, not exactly a dynamic, thoughtful speaker in his own regard. When he starts here, I'm like, oh, whoa.
Oh,
slow down, big fella. And then he goes from bad to worse. Let's see if you can notice where. Let's play cut 8. Donald Trump, the former.
It's crazy what's going on. They're ruining our country.
I'm like, whoa.
And it's true. They're destroying the blood of our country. That's what they're doing.
Oh,
they're destroying
again
our country. They don't like it when I said that. And I never read Mein Kampf. They said, oh, Hitler said that in a much different way. No, they're coming from all over the world. People all over the world. We have no idea. They could be healthy. They could be very unhealthy. They could bring in disease that's going to catch on in our country. But they do bring in crime. But they have them coming from all over the world.
Yeah.
And some very good people, I'm sure.
Yeah. Didn't he marry a couple of those immigrants?
He did.
He did. Did they bring in any diseases, or do they get those ones they got here from Trump? I mean, doesn't he have a couple anchor babies? You know what I mean?
Four?
Come on, man. I didn't read Mein Kampf. As I brought this up the other day, it's even a little scarier if that's the case, if you believe Donald Trump in this case. Because this is an original thought for him, and when a guy has original thoughts that, you know, equal the Nazi fascistic leader Adolf Hitler, that's a little concerning, man.
I think it's more like Stephen Miller gives him the crib note version of Mein Kampf. He's too lazy to read Mein Kampf, but he's got plenty of these Nazis around him. Between Bannon and Stephen Miller, somebody's just giving him Mein Kampf and digestible bites.
Yeah.
You know, they've just reinforced the messaging.
The
Call him vermin.
They're doing this and they're coming in and they. So who's he talking about? Because he talks about the immigrations. They're allowing this to happen. Who's they?
Or the others.
It's always they or the others.
Yeah, just go read about Mein Kampf.
Wow. So yes, Joe Biden, just based on that alone, that's all I need, man. You know,
and there
someone
is
who's
your
empathetic, someone who's, you know, passing bills, someone who's governing, someone who's been there passing, you know, laws to help the American people, you know, trying to get lead pipes out, you know, the very basic parts of decent governance. And the other guy's talking about poisoning the blood and reinforcing, you know, Nazi talk. Apparently, he came up with it on his own. You know what? So that's problematic.
What were those little books in college? You know, you wouldn't read the book; you would read. Were they called the Cliff Notes?
Cliff Notes. Yes.
I think he's...
Stephen Miller's giving Cliff Notes
of Mein Kampf
to Trump.
Because, you know, he's not a reader, but the messaging. He's right on message.
But he said, oh, I didn't read Mein Kampf, but I heard, you know, Hitler said something very close, you know, very different. It didn't make any sense because literally it's almost the same words. So it's not very different. And he didn't really try to separate himself from Hitler in the comments.
Well, you know, you don't want to put too much distance. You'll lose that David Duke endorsement.
You'll lose the base.
Here's what the Hill reports, Dom. 42% of likely Iowa Republican caucus goers said that the former President Trump's recent remarks about immigrants poisoning the blood of the country makes them more likely to support him, according to a new poll. The Des Moines Register, NBC News poll asked likely Republican caucus goers but statements made by the president. I don't like when they call him that. He's not the president. Including Trump's recent claim that migrants were poisoning the blood of our country. The remarks have been condemned by various figures on both sides of the political aisle and resulted in comparisons between the former president, Nazi leader Adolf Hitler. Dom, is it troubling? 28% of likely Iowa GOP caucus goers said Trump's poisoning the blood comments made them less likely to support him in the caucuses. 29% said the remark does not matter, but 42% said they're more likely to support him because he's speaking their kind of language, Tom. Understanding it is Iowa.
Do they read Mein Kampf in Iowa? Is that one allowed in the schools there? I guess I'm not clear.
Nor I. Folks, we are the devil's advocates. It's always more fun when you participate. 844-967-2789. Dom's guy, little off the rails. My guy, Joe Biden. Not a dynamic speaker per se, but he's the best chance for democracy.
So this is Christmas.
The big and tall of political talk. The devil's advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Joe Biden in the 414, Dom in the 608. And I got to tell you, Dom, I've been feeling a little grinchy.
You a little sore from working out yesterday, Curtis?
Well, that also true. Yeah, okay. But that didn't make me grinchy. I just haven't been feeling the Christmas spirit this year, Dom. I heard a Christmas song, probably on one of the civic media shows today. I turned it off immediately. I turned it off immediately. I got zero Christmas spirit.
Is it because there's no snow on the ground right
maybe,
now?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Okay. That's got to be a part. I bought zero Christmas gifts. It's a bah humbug Christmas.
Oh, good. You got me the same thing I got you last year then.
Nothing.
Excellent.
Absolutely nothing.
Thank you. That's the favorite thing.
We've got our friend Earl Ingram in just a moment. But first, Steve from Milwaukee, you get first crack today. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us, Steve?
Hi, Steve.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, sir.
Awesome.
A little bah humbug, but I won't drag you down with it. What's on your mind, Steve?
Well, I just think it's ironic that Trump blames Democrats, or what he likes to call Marxists, for his woes. But Colorado had Republicans bring the case. You had Republicans do all the testifying in all his cases, and on the January 6th, committee, and you also had them as the whistleblowers, so he can blame Democrats all he wants, but it's all on him.
And on top of that, Steve, many Trump appointees were judges that looked at some of these cases and decided that they had no merit or were thrown out.
Oh, the 60, you mean?
Yes. Yeah, the 60 plus.
Nice. And I just wanted to say one other thing is, how come you guys don't ever talk about the media bias? Because it's pretty obvious, especially when you see all these headlines. And
all right, well, hang on. In what regard? Media bias to what?
Positive about Biden.
They're not
they're
positive?
Really positive about...
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, gotcha.
Well, we're going to bring on some biased media right now. It's our friend Earl Ingram Jr. from the Earl Ingram Show right here on the civic media originating on the WAUK, the Beast of the East, 540 AM. Earl, welcome to the afternoon gig, man.
Hey, Earl.
You've been putting in a long day today.
I'm just laughing at you guys, man. Kind of funny.
Earl, missed you at Biden, but I'm glad you got up and made the effort and went through the Secret Service and all the added effort so you can go see the president speak today. How do you think Joe Biden did, Earl?
Well, first off, it was really difficult for me to travel about 2 miles to go see Joe Biden today. It was really hard on me, man.
Did you walk? Get your steps in, Earl? Yeah. You could have gotten your steps in, man. Killed two birds with one stone, seen the president, and got your steps knocked out.
I can tell you, man.
I'll put you down for driving, Earl. You drove, didn't you?
But, man, Joe Biden, you know, he did something that Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, never did. And Joe Biden delivered. He delivered to the black community in the city of Milwaukee. He's been delivering. And I can tell you, man, he's a man of his word. And as a lifelong resident of the city of Milwaukee who has watched my city crumble, this man stood up and clearly talked about making an investment in a city that basically, as I said before, 8 years of Barack Obama, the first black president, and Bill Clinton, who was also considered to be the first black president, never did.
Earl, a lot of what was discussed today, lead lateral removal, and this is the president's project, and he's got Kamala Harris spearheading this project. He said in Milwaukee it was supposed to take 60 years, Earl. Now, under his leadership, they're gearing up to remove all the laterals in 10 years. Earl, that seems like great news compared to 60 years, but I'm still thinking, if that was my neighborhood, I'd be calling the realtor, or I'd be definitely banging on City Hall or somebody's door. Earl, is it enough? Is he delivering enough, soon enough, quick enough for the citizens of Milwaukee?
Well, Crudy, he's absolutely correct that the plan was 60 years. We know the impact of lead. This is what the city said all of these decades. We know what the impact of lead is to children. That's not a secret. We know that kids are failing in the public schools. That's no secret in the schools, period. And we know that many people are locked up in the city of Milwaukee. And people have been saying for decades, a lot of this has to do with the lead in the water that everybody knows. And yet they were never able to get anything done. The closest that they were able to get done was this 60-year operation. So when you tell me, a resident and a taxpayer of the city, that you are going to go from getting this done in 10 years from 60 years, hey, man, bring it on.
Earl, the president of the United States was literally in your neighborhood today, 2 years down the 2 miles down the road, as you mentioned, and he was on the north side of Milwaukee, and he was at the Black Chamber of Commerce. Earl, how important is it just showing up? We talked about Hillary didn't show up after she won the primary in Wisconsin. Well, Joe Biden, second time I've seen Joe in Milwaukee. He showed up. How important is that, Earl?
You know, he showed up in the black community. He had been to Milwaukee, but he hadn't showed up in the black community. And Joe Biden and those who run his campaign aren't stupid. They know that the Democratic vote and the Republican vote for whites is about split down the middle, as it has been for, I don't know, 30 years, 40 years. And that minority vote is key. It's always been. It was with him last go-round. And that he's hearing what Republicans and other people are saying. I don't believe it to be true anyway, that blacks are starting to lean towards Donald Trump. There's a handful of younger blacks who are leaning towards Donald Trump because they've thrown some crumbs to them. But what Joe Biden is talking about, the investment, the amount of resources that are going to be invested into businesses, not just in Milwaukee, but really across this nation and rural America and other places, tips the scale. It's going to transform neighborhoods and people's lives like never before. And it actually harkens back to, believe it or not, a president that I remember, Lyndon Baines Johnson.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That is Earl Ingram Jr. joining us. He was in the room with President Joe Biden as Biden made his visit to Milwaukee today.
I thought you were going to say I was in the room with Lyndon Baines Johnson.
Oh, well, not today, Earl.
Right. You know, you're a little bit younger than Joe, Earl, but not that old, man. Hey, one of the points, of course, today is talking about Bidenomics and, you know, referencing the number of small businesses that have been created and number of jobs that have been created. And certainly talking about this Inflation Reduction Act, the money that's going to be spent for infrastructure around the country. How do you think that resonates with the black community in Milwaukee? Are people feeling like the economy is going well for them? Or do you think there's still going to be a struggle or some disconnect with what Joe is saying and what the voters in Milwaukee might be experiencing?
Well, number one, they have to get the message. The message that was given today has to now be spread throughout the city of Milwaukee. And there were major pastors there from some of the major mega churches in the city of Milwaukee and other places. And then that message is going to resonate for people who have been waiting for an oasis now for decades and for an opportunity that they have not seen. It's not going to happen overnight, right? Okay, so it may not happen in the next 5 years, but it is something, and it means that children in our community will have a future. And those things are because of Joe Biden. But I also want to let the rest of the audience know that Joe Biden has not just done something for the city of Milwaukee. The Build Back Better plan has helped people from across the nation, rural America as well as cities. And I think sometimes people forget it. And even if he doesn't win again, the Build Back Better plan and some of the things that Joe Biden has done will still be in place and still moving forward because a lot of that money hasn't been spent yet.
Folks, you are listening to the Earl Ingram Show. No, Earl joining the Devil's Advocates. Earl's in the morning. We do the late afternoon shift. Earl, appreciate you joining us here on the air this afternoon.
Yeah. Enjoy the opportunity, as always.
We've been contrasting the former president and some of the statements he has made of late, calling his opponents vermin. He's always gone after the press, Earl, so you and I have been in his sights constantly. But now this tone, and obviously he started his very first presidential campaign, came down the escalator and went after basically Mexican immigrants. Well, you know, he's thrown in the Hitler-ish language, although he's claiming he never read the Mein Kampf, which I believe. You know, I believe he's never read a book. But Earl, how troubling is it that this is really a close race? And there are some Americans, especially our neighbors over in Iowa, that are responding to this. This makes them more likely to vote for Donald Trump, this anti-immigrant language, Earl.
Well, Crudy, you know, all joking aside, man, it is as mind-numbing and dangerous as anything. To think that somebody could see a man make the statements that this man has made, continues to make, tongue-in-cheek supposedly says, I'm going to be a dictator for one day. But yet, any person who would make that kind of a statement, you should always be leery of. But you top that with mixing the blood of the American people And when you and what gets me is that the blood of the American people is all the bloods of the people of the earth, because right. That's what America is.
I know, man.
You know, I mean, come on. And yet there are people who believe that there's that an American, if you take a picture of an American, it would be a white person. And Donald Trump keeps putting that out there as if Donald Trump himself and his family, Don and Crute, didn't wind up coming here from somewhere else.
Well, just the pretty wives.
Oh, but their names weren't Trump until he married them.
No, that's true, Earl.
Yeah, you know, so, you know, yeah, it's mind-numbing, Crute, to believe that people see something redeeming in a vicious man like that.
So, leaves me with the question, Earl. You just saw the president today, Joe Biden. Does it leave you full of political Christmas spirit? Or are you something of a Grinch? What's your current mood politically, Earl?
Well, I'm very much concerned that this is close. In seeing the president up close, I think I got to within maybe 10 feet of him. And watching him go through the machinations of what he goes through, I take my hat off that a man of that age can kind of do what he does. It's kind of disbelieving to me that he could do that. But, man, I'm encouraged. I can say that. I really am encouraged because he's still pushing forward.
Well, and we have been encouraged to respect our elders, and that's why we had you come around today, Earl.
Hey, so throw the rock and hide the hand, right?
Exactly.
Earl Ingram of the Earl Ingram Show. Find him mornings around the state of Wisconsin. He originates on WAUK 540 AM, the Beast of the East. Earl, 8 to 10. Thanks, Earl.
Thank you, Earl.
All right, thank you, man.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street. The Devil's Advocate.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open always for our fair audience at 844-967-2789.
Dom, want to thank our most recent guest, to find one good friend of ours, Earl Ingram from the Earl Ingram Show. Find him mornings 8 to 10 a.m., originating on WAUK 540 a.m., the elder statesman that is our pal, Earl. Although he doesn't look it anymore. My wife saw a picture of you with that little baby and said, you look old.
Yeah, I got a lot of gray, man. It's I look distinguished.
Oh, is that
yes,
it?
Yes, that's what it is.
Yes, I was thinking Santa Claus-esque.
Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho. 844-967-2789. Jack from the SAC. Welcome. Well, Merrimack, close. Welcome back, Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Thanks, guys. The biggest problem that I see is Biden is going from one locale to another to another. And I'm sure it's part of his campaign, but he needs, and this entire Democratic administration needs more publicity on what's happening. We still have, people that call into your show and that seem to be conscientious conservatives, and they say, oh yeah, we want Trump because the economy is going to be better under Trump. And all they've heard is things like Fox News and Newsmax, places like that, and they're parroting that immigrants are coming to get your jobs, and oh, the economy is terrible because people haven't been receiving job, raises, and to keep up with inflation. What these folks need to realize is, first of all, the immigrants are not coming to get your job, and secondly, the issue with the inflation and the low wages. This is all a corporate issue. And that is to say, big corporations, they're doing stuff like only paying minimum wage.
Jack, let me ask you a question. I was watching MSNBC today, and you talk about lack of coverage. Well, they covered the podium, but I don't think they actually covered the Biden speech in Milwaukee today. But even MSNBC had a reporter on the southern border, and I see it at this minute over at thehill.com. Border Patrol says surge in border crossings is overwhelming its resources. And seeing thousands of immigrants lined up in these lines wearing these, the shiny metal blankets trying to keep them warm. And they're being processed by the thousands right now, Jack. And I just think it's a terrible optic for the Biden administration. And all indications are they didn't make a deal over the border / Ukraine funding and Israel funding. So I guess I just bring it up, Jack, because I think it's an issue. I don't think it's acknowledged enough by the Democrats that, you know, we got an immigration issue right now.
Of course, the Republicans had full control of Congress and the White House for two full years. They did nothing about it, immigration, other than claim that they were putting up a border wall, which they really didn't do.
No, but the harsh policies of Trump did dissuade some immigrants from coming here.
Well, as did a national pandemic.
Well, and when your policy is we're going to take your kids from you, you know, that's dissuading to some of the immigrant families.
Yeah, there's no question on that. Another issue, of course, speaking of immigration and the Immigration Naturalization Service, the Border Patrol people, these are funds that have repeatedly been cut again and again by Republicans and Republican administration. And that until some kind of appropriate funding is to be able to just process these people is supplied, it's going to be very difficult to handle a situation. Of course, the Republicans aren't going to allow that. So that's another part of the issue. But why relatively progressive news outlets, media, are not emphasizing more what Joe Biden's done, I don't know. The only thing I can say is he needs to do something like every day that Trump was in office, there was a press conference. Every single day, I believe.
Jack, unfortunately, your phone's starting to disintegrate a bit, but I thought I heard you say every day under the Trump administration, there was a press conference. And Donald Trump certainly stole out of every news cycle, right? He was always out there. He was talking to the cameras. He was saying something. Being in the radio medium, you know, we do talk radio here. I would love to see Joe Biden come and do long form interviews or long form presentation on radio. I think there'd be those willing to take these, let's call them fireside chats, speak directly to the American people. And Joe wouldn't have to be polished. He would just have to be human. He would have to connect with people. He'd have to tell them, I feel your pain. I hear you, America. And I think if he communicated in a more direct way, sort of the old FDR fireside chat way, well, I would hope that that would have some impact on the electorate. But right now, everything comes through the prism of either Fox News, MSNBC, or somebody's 24-hour news. Well,
someone else is filtering it. And, of course, you can find all the information that you want. It's out there. We have such access to unlimited information. You can look at, you know, government numbers. You can look at employment. You can find out what the GDP is. You can, you know, see what inflation actually is.
Nobody looks up the GDP.
Well, so are you talking about your own personal economic situation then, or you talk about the quote-unquote nations? Because this information is out there, and regardless of whether or not it's a left-leaning news organization or right-leaning or whatever, you know, they're still selling ads. They're still trying to, you know, get whatever eyeballs they can with the most sensational news stories. And, you know, sometimes, full employment is not the headline. You know what I'm saying?
Cam from Nina, welcome. What do you got for us, Cam?
Hey, Cam.
Hey, I kind of agree with some of the parts from the previous gentleman. They the Democrats in general, I think, have a problem. I had called into one of the shows earlier this morning. Not that I'm expecting you guys to have all eyes on everything, you know, but just in case I'm being a parrot. I think for getting more people to just pay attention to what he's done, I think they need to find ways to make it relevant, even though that isn't kind of the main point. You know how you have a good example is you guys have a lot of people like CJ who call in and complain about the gas prices, right? Even though they're fine right now, like this is fine. I drive a Challenger. I would be first in line to complain.
Cam, you'll have to make your complaints later because we got a happy hour. And we're done complaining. It's time to argue. Should Trump be on the ballot?
No.
Yes.